Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 11, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn, No Need for Price Hikes. Lately, headlines have been warning that prices are about to go up. The price of many commodities has already started rising and pundits alert that this is only the beginning. Unilever warns of more price hikes as inflation worsens, writes Reuters. As inflation persists, everything is getting more expensive, echoes the New York Times. Fed to begin slowing economic aid as inflation worries rise, warns the Los Angeles Times. Everyone has become gloom and doom prophets, but no one is asking why there should be inflation in the first place. Commentators on all news outlets explain that shortage of computer chips, jams in supply chains, rising oil prices, and a spike in consumer demand following the termination of the closures are all contributing to the price hikes. I think we should not be so credulous. Behind all those crises are people poised to make billions over billions at our expense. They will not starve us. Starving people doesn't create revenue for tycoons. To keep padding their bank accounts, magnates will give us crumbs here and there to keep us going. They won't deny us food or electricity, or other staples, as this would send people to the streets, which is bad for business. What they will do is stretch the wire thin until it almost snaps, and squeeze from us as much as they can without crossing over to riots and mayhem. We might think that if someone else were in charge, things would be better. We might elect a new president, force the government to regulate the rich or tax them, but it is all for nothing. In order to get to the top, you have to be like the people at the top, but worse, or they will crush you. As a result, anyone who gets to the top is already willing to perpetuate the system. Moreover, we the people have been numbed for so many years that we can no longer imagine a different life than what we have. We have been made to think that life is a struggle for survival. All the while, the chiefs are running a completely different life than ours, one we cannot even imagine. In their parallel universe, which governs ours, money doesn't buy gadgets or vacations, but power, control, and much more money. But there is one thing that money cannot buy, and it is not love. Money can't buy meaning. When we begin to ponder the meaning of the rat race, the reason for the madness we call civilization, and indeed, the meaning of life itself, we will transcend all physical boundaries. For now, the inequality and injustice that are spreading through society are only aggravating our misery. Eventually, they will force us to ask what it is all for. When this happens, we will begin to learn why we are here and how we can rise above the physical shells that host our tormented souls. We will not begin this process of self-education until we feel that we have suffered enough. It is therefore my hope that we will decide to terminate this senseless ego game and start rising above the power struggles as soon as possible. Once we embark on the new journey, we will discover that we have been deluding ourselves the whole time thinking that we can rise above others. We will discover that we are all connected, so every time we hurt someone, we hurt ourselves as well, in ways we could not notice. This is why in our previous mode of work, we could never be happy. We will realize that we can be happy only when everyone is happy, just as no part of the body can feel good unless the whole body feels good. Our biggest enemy is ignorance. Our obliviousness to our interconnectedness makes us act in the selfish ways we do. So our first and most important task is to grasp that pain anywhere is pain everywhere. Only if we understand this, we will act in a considerate manner, and we will suddenly discover that there is no need for any price hikes, there is no shortage of anything, but rather abundance of everything that we might need to give us a good, secure, and happy life. My new article on LinkedIn, Shop Till You Drop. I pass. Come November, the shopping frenzy starts. Everyone is trying to grab the best deal before everyone else, Get the coolest bargain and tell everyone about it. Now that most shopping is done online, it has become a global mania and everyone wants a piece of the pie, even if that piece comes several weeks after you ordered it. I wish it made people happy, but it doesn't. At best, it only covers the void for a few hours. I understand the temptation. It's not easy to resist buying when everyone is talking about what they bought and advertisers are inundating you with commercials talking about price cuts for this or that occasion. I, too, get in on this sometimes. My personal weakness is kitchenware. I buy all kinds of appliances for cooking, heating, cutting and refrigerating food, even though I do not actually like cooking. Most of us are like that. For the most part, we buy products that we do not really need, and at a price that is not exactly a bargain. Our only consolation is that we have not lost face and we have not drifted from the herd. There is nothing behind all of this but ego. It's a struggle between sellers and buyers. They tell you, it's a steal. It's usually $100 and I am practically giving it away for $20. So you buy and you are happy because you think you have tricked everyone and beaten the system. True, you have 5 boxes of new shoes that you'll never open because next year, you'll buy 5 more boxes and by then you will have worn maybe 2, but for now you feel smarter than everyone else and you're content. This excessive shopping is not only foolish, it is a crime against the planet. This is why we produce twice as much as we need and throw the excess in the trash. While our petty egos fill the oceans with plastic, we delude ourselves into thinking we have outsmarted others, but the joke is always on us. At the very least, we should know where this is coming from. The world today is cold and heartless. We feel alone and insecure, so we buy gadgets and fleeting pleasures to make up for it. If we had friends and family we cared about, and who cared about us, we would rather spend our time with them and wouldn't click a single link for an online shop that has nothing of meaning to offer. Now, thanks to our greed, we have come to a state where prices are rising, ships are stuck at sea because they cannot dock and unload their goods, and gasoline and transportation prices are skyrocketing. In addition, the shortage in computer chips has brought production lines of cars and other products around the world to a standstill. It seems we have shopped till we dropped. Hopefully now we will begin to look for joy in the people around us, in bonding with our family and friends, and in building solidarity in our communities. It is time to move beyond skin-deep communication and begin to find meaning and joy in heart-to-heart connections. Adam is a collective soul. There are only 2 parameters for people, objects, and every phenomena that we observe in the world. The creator is the force of bestowal and the only creation is the collective soul. Humanity is a single creation that develops as a whole. Therefore we divide everything that exists into 2 parts. One part is a force called the creator, which holds everything in itself. The second part is what he created, which develops and leads to the purpose of creation. The creator is the power of bestowal, the power of love, positive emanation. And creation is the desire to receive pleasure, comprehension, and fulfillment. Their mutual correspondence with each other gives rise to all versions of the existing creation. Humanity is developing as a whole. It exists inside a huge control system launched by the creator who is in it as an animating, developing, and controlling force. Through this system the Creator controls all creations, inanimate, plant, animal, and especially man, in order to bring them to one single state, full connection with each other and their full connection with himself. This common creation, which includes absolutely everything, is called the desire to receive, or the soul. The soul, the common creation, must come to complete connection, to complete convergence, union, or merging with the Creator in the likeness of properties. This is where we are going. Our path is that we first realize the evil of our nature, which is opposite to the Creator, and then we want to change it, enter the so-called period of correction, and by gradually correcting ourselves create an image of our likeness to the Creator, and to this extent comprehend Him. As soon as we begin to become similar to the Creator and further, we will be called a soul, since our desire aimed at bestowal and love in the likeness of the Creator is called a soul. In addition, the common soul is also called Adam, from the word like the Creator. All private souls of inanimate, plant, and animate nature, and man must be united together in the correct system of communication over their rejection and egoistic separation. And then in their assembled form they will be called Adam, the collective soul. This soul comprehends the Creator and is completely identical with Him. From Cab TV's conversation about the Book of Zohar. The thought of creating the creation. Question: how can the creation of creation, meaning the desire to receive, be connected with the human soul? After all, the Creator created a huge soul, that is, a huge desire. Answer: the Creator created the desire to receive, which He wants to fill, and this is the purpose of creation. But this is not one action of the Creator, because the desire to fill consists of the desire to fill with Himself. It means to raise creation to His own degree, to the degree of the Creator. How is it possible for creation to exist outside of the Creator as an independent object and at the same time be similar, equal, equivalent to the Creator? This is where the misunderstanding arises about what the Creator did. The Creator created the desire to receive out of His desire to bestow. All its action is to give this desire the opportunity to become the opposite of itself, and then come to equivalence with the Creator, the desire to bestow. This is everything that we go through in our world. All our properties, everything that happens to us, is aimed at how to transform the desire to receive, created in us, by the Creator, into the quality of bestowal. Existing as separate creatures, we must try to make ourselves similar to the Creator through our own desire, effort, and after making sure that this is impossible, we ask the Creator to help us do it. To come to a request to the Creator, so that instead of the desire to receive in which He created us, we would be in the desire to give and become like Him, that is all we have to do in this world. And the Creator will answer our requests, and so we will move forward. Only this is the work of a person, one's efforts, one's ability to do something. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, October 19, 2021. The central point of the global crisis. Question: which signs of the global crisis are currently going undetected but should be paid serious attention to? Answer: the most central point, the root of the global crisis, is in people distancing themselves from one another. We sit behind our computers and play games like children and nothing else. We must understand that only getting closer to each other through good forces can lead us out of the general crisis. That is, it is a crisis of people distancing themselves from each other, their desire to everyone being in some kind of a cocoon, and not think or worry about anything else. Question: why don't people really feel that there is a crisis? Is it being underestimated? For example, I can assess the crisis in overproduction. I go to the store and see empty shelves. But the crisis in mutual relations is somehow hidden from a person. We don't understand what is behind it or how serious it is. Answer: people get entrapped by the toys they have invented. Their interest in games distracts them from their real problems. Therefore, on one hand, humanity seems to be advancing, and on the other hand, it is dying out. Everything lies in the awareness of the wickedness of this state. In the meantime, we are only filling the bottomless pockets of those who rule and control everyone. I do not see anything good in the future. We need to explain to people what all this will lead to. It will mean realizing a very bitter, long journey during which we worked for our own enemies who thought only of how to enrich themselves at our expense, only to throw everything we had accumulated and hand it over to them into the sea. This is how fierce human egoism works. It is necessary to realize the evil of our egoism and understand that this is the only evil. Then we can talk about how to get rid of it. From CAB TV's Kabbalah Express, October 19, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what does Kabbalah say about Jesus? He is absent from Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the study of the forces that are perceived and examined through an additional sense that we develop and discover through the study. This additional sense is our desire to enjoy that undergoes a correction from egoism, enjoying at the expense of others and nature, to altruism, enjoying through benefiting others and nature. Since it is a science that operates at the level of our desires and intentions, Kabbalah says nothing about various actions and rituals in our world. It rather discusses the correction of our egoistic desire by means of attracting, revealing and working with the altruistic forces dwelling in nature. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Reminder to be one nation. And it was after these things, that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gash. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel had brought up out of Egypt, they buried in Shechem, in the parcel of ground which Jacob bought from the sons of Hamor the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money, and they became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar the son of Aaron died, and they buried him in the hill of Phinehas his son, which was given to him in Mount Ephraim. Prophets, Joshua, 24:29-30, 24:32-33. The Torah refers to spiritual searches and movements. We are not talking about the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel carry out of Egypt, but about the fact that a person takes on with him a direction, a philosophy of life. What he receives from his ancestors directs him in life, shows him how to go on. Therefore, when it is written that they carried the bones of Joseph from Egypt, it is meant that the people kept the basics of Joseph all the time. Joseph is the Sephirah Yesod. Its basis is unity. Therefore, the children of Israel carry a reminder all the time that they must be one nation. Question: why are we not really carrying the bones of Joseph today? Answer: I hope that we will begin to understand that we need this after all. Since Joseph, from the word Ozef-gather, symbolizes connection, we will be able to gather all our strength, intentions, and aspirations and finally understand that we have one goal, and only by fulfilling it will we reach, and reach quickly, what we are commanded. From CAB TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 6, 2021. Kabbalah and the Consumer Economy, Part 1. The Basis of the Consumer Economy. Question: the economy is a reflection of social relations between people, and therefore the crisis that we are witnessing today is a crisis of relations. I will give a few examples from our life that are directly tied to relationships between people. First, the sale of products with a limited shelf life. We all suffer from this, but someone earns. Second, the waste of food in order to keep prices in the market. It turns out that half of the population throws away food, and the other half does not know where to find food. Further, banks pay scanty interest to depositors. There is the black market, some people pay taxes, others don't, etc. I am not even talking about armed conflicts, which take a huge amount of money from us. It turns out that in reality a crisis is a crisis of relations. In addition, it is very difficult to set up businesses because there is a crisis of trust between people. How is all this related to Kabbalah? And what does Kabbalah have to offer? Answer: For thousands of years we have been developing in our selfishness. This is our nature, which all the time led us to more and more consumption. Minimum effort and maximum return, this is the nature of selfishness. Striving for peace, fulfillment, pleasure, and knowledge, but all this with minimal energy consumption. This is how we developed until we reached a state, where in the 20th century, as it was predicted many centuries ago by the Kabbalists, we began to feel that such a movement was leading, in general, to nowhere. The time has come for crises, world wars. Humanity has begun to produce so much that it is no longer able to consume. It has outgrown the border of reasonable consumption. Despite this, half of humanity is malnourished or even starving, and the other half does not know what to do with food and throws away what they have. The same goes for clothing and all other commodities. In general, if earlier it seemed to us that we were in a world that was growing, improving, and ultimately leading us to the fact that everyone will have at least some minimum, people will enjoy life at least a little, will not die from hunger, from disease, and we will come to a more or less average level of existence, but now, starting from the 21st century, we find that our egoism does not allow us to do anything. So from a friend who pulled us forward for millennia, selfishness turned into an enemy. Of course, it pitted us against each other in wars, in various problems, but nevertheless it led us forward, and humanity as a result was enriched and settled down. But in the 20th century, and especially since the 21st century, it became clear to us that the ego will not allow us to develop well anymore. It will lead us to destruction because it will not allow us to unite, to plan our lives so that everyone has something. Despite the huge resources, immense scientific, technical, production, and economic opportunities, we absolutely do not set ourselves up to satisfy even our own population within the country and think about making the people more or less comfortable in life. On the contrary, the further we go, the clearer we see that selfishness disfigures us, arranges everything so that we suffer from it. After all, we do not want to connect with each other, do not want to see each other in good relations and comfortable states. That is, we have achieved what in the science of Kabbalah is called the realization of the evil of our nature. And now we need to come to a conclusion, which is also not very easy to grasp, say, and realize, we must definitely correct ourselves, not some parties or trends, not something private in our society or in our relationships, for example, children, family, elite, etc. We need to correct our nature, that is, what we received. Not what we created in the process of evolution, but what we received from nature. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 3, 2019. Based on the balance of forces. And I brought you to the land of the Amorites, who dwelt on the other side of the Jordan, and they waged war with you, and I delivered them into your hand, and you inherited their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and he sent and called Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. And I did not want to hearken to Balaam, and he blessed you, so I delivered you out of his hand. Prophets, Book of Joshua, 24:8-10. There are many forces that work seemingly against the Creator, against Israel, in order to create the impression that you can do whatever you want, that the Creator does not do everything for you. This is what, in general, should be happening. Nature is based on a balance of power. It is in the balance of the right and left lines that the middle line arises in which we must exist. Question: are you saying that Balak and Balaam have the same power as the Creator? Answer: yes. And the people of Israel can balance these forces with the help of the Creator. And it turns out that the people of Israel can exist in the middle line. Question: why was Balaam's curse so terrible? Answer: this is the force that is added from the clipper of the left line, meaning a very serious burden on the way when leaving Egypt. A curse is an additional burden in accepting the law of universal bestowal and love, preventing it from being realized. By and large, this becomes a real curse for those who move toward the Creator. For others, it can be a blessing. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 6, 2021. Three types of egoism. Question: In Kabbalah, there are three types of egoism. The first is everyday selfishness. The second is the usual relationships between people, their behavior. This kind of egoism manifests itself in those who unite in a group to reveal the Creator. The third type is egoism that manifests itself directly in relation to the Creator when a person is in connection with the upper force. What is this layer of egoism? Answer: This is the true egoism of a person. By desiring to rise above one's natural ego, a person reveals what really is in it. By trying to get out of the boundaries of the ego, a person begins to explore them and realizes that he or she is not able to do it. Revealing one's egoism in all its manifestations, a person sees their limitations in sensations, in understanding. This prompts him to rise above the egoistic framework. Right here he needs the science of Kabbalah. He cannot achieve his ascent without it. Everyday selfishness is designed to satisfy the natural needs of a person. From the point of view of Kabbalah, this does not even need to be corrected. But egoism that is revealed in order to use another and even enjoy it is the main egoism that a person fights against if he wants to rise above his nature. Question: When a person is already in spiritual attainment, in connection with the Creator, and wants to use that connection for his own sake, is this also egoism? Answer: If he rises above himself, he can no longer use egoism for his own sake. It will not work. From CabTV's Spiritual States, October 15, 2021.